Welcome to another episode of the Digital Skills Series. My name is Oluwatosin. On today's episode, I have with me a copywriter. Her name is Olamide Abe, and she's going to tell us everything we need to know about copywriting and as a beginner, how you can go about it, get jobs, and everything that you need to know. So, over to you, Olamide. So the first question I would like to ask you, Olamide, when did you start copywriting and how has the journey been so far?
Okay, so I started in November 2020. The journey has been quite good. I thank God for letting me find out about copywriting because I believe that our problem is not even money. Our problem is information, having access to information that can change your life. So I'm grateful that I came across copywriting.
So how will you explain or describe copywriting to a beginner?
Copywriting involves getting someone to take action persuasively without force. And usually the action is that we want them to buy something. Though sometimes taking action could be liking a button or visiting a website. But there's a lot to copywriting too. You have to first grab the person's attention and you get them interested in what you're selling. Then you convince them to buy or to take whatever action it is.
So is there a difference between content writing and copywriting? Because I know that a lot of people always think it's the same thing. Is there a difference? And if there is a difference, what are these differences?
Yes, there's a very big difference between content writing and copywriting. And I just hate it when people say something like, content is also copy. No. Content writing involves storytelling or discussing about a topic more in detail. It's not usually interesting. It's why copywriting, we're advertising in copywriting. We want to get someone to take action. In content writing, we are usually limited to a specific number of words. Maybe an article has to be 500 words or 1,000 words. Then you keep trimming down the words just to fit in with the standards. But in copywriting, we can write for as long as we want to. A sales letter can be up to 20 pages long, 50 pages long. We don't have any barriers in copywriting. And also in copywriting, we want to grab the attention of our reader. There's just a very big difference. And you should never say content is also copy. Many companies make this mistake, but it's just very wrong.
Where and how do you get jobs? Do you mind sharing that with us?
Okay, so I think when I started, the first person I wrote the copy for was my uncle. So I think it's good for you to reach out to your friends and family. You can use that as testimonials. I even have a testimonial of my uncle on my website. Then I used Upwork. I learned how to use Upwork from, I think, Samuel Ajibu. And I use Twitter at the moment. So I think copywriters should focus on getting very good. When you're good, depending on the type of copy, when it comes to client acquisition, you have to put yourself out there. You do have to put yourself out there. Even if you want to use inbound method on Twitter, then that involves many months of building your following, you know, tweeting, writing threads that will attract people to you. But just know that you need to do work in client acquisition. It's not like so easy, especially when we're talking about high ticket clients.
If a person wants to become a professional copywriter, how would the person go about it? What are the things the person is supposed to do? What is the best way a person can become a professional copywriter?
I'll say they should take courses. I don't really like people who say things like, I'm learning copywriting on YouTube or I'm reading books only. I mean, you can become good, but just get a course. That's the fastest way. You can attend Prof. Emmanuel Akwe's BOC. Starts with that. Then you can get Andy McCullough's course. You know, that's more comprehensive, teaches you high ticket client acquisition and copywriting in general. Then there's Walter Eyinaya's course that also contains client acquisition and things, basic things you need to know about copywriting. Then Dolapo Hamzat also has a course. So those three guys, I really trust them. And daily practice also matters. Daily practice. Try to write a copy at least every day. Every day. Try to write a copy. Even if it's just analyzing a copy or hand copying, just make sure you've written a copy at the end of each day.
I know there are different types of copywriting. So kindly tell us the different types of copywriting and just a short explanation on it.
Okay, so we have different types of copy. There's ad copy, maybe Facebook ad copy, Instagram ad copy. There we have sales letters. Those ones, they are 20 pages, 50 pages long. Then we have video sales letters. Those ones, they can be 30 seconds, 1 minute, or even longer. You know, we have ads for billboards. Those ones you see, those, like the one Power Oil has. I think that one is Listen to Your Heart. That's a copy. Then, you know, Airtel, there are so many different types of copy.
What books will you recommend to a beginner? Books on copywriting.
Okay, well, this is going to sound funny, but I didn't even know we had copywriting books until. Was it not last year or this year, January? I never really read copywriting books. Though, 3 weeks, no, 4 weeks after I started copywriting, I read Cashvertising. Cashvertising is quite, you know, it's a book on marketing. Then I read Sell Like Crazy. It's so good for Facebook ad copy. So good. Sell Like Crazy. You should read it. Then Dan Kennedy. I'm reading Dan Kennedy's The Ultimate Sales Letter at the moment. So those are the only three copywriting books I've read. I can't really say they are the best, but they are books that I've really gained from.
Who are your mentors, people you look up to, professional copywriters that you learn from? And also, please give tips on how a person can become a good copywriter.
Okay, people I look up to, Andy Mokolo. Andy is amazing. Andy is a beast. Jacinta Ebere, Walter Iyinaya, Golibe Ikechukwum. I just look up to these people a lot. And then I have friends like George, Parks Okezie, Uche, Kolade, so many people. And then there's Ayo too. Okay, so I really think you should take a course, or at least start with a class. You can start with Emmanuel Akwe's class if you don't have the money for a course yet. Then the most important thing is to focus. This is something that affected me a lot. There are some copywriters that, you know, while they learn copywriting, they're also like, oh, let me do affiliate marketing too, since it's related now. I can use copywriting, affiliate marketing. No. Focus on copywriting. Focus 100% on copywriting. Focus. Now, in the first few months, you may not have any money because you're not very good yet. But if you can just endure to the end, I promise you that there is a pot of gold waiting for you at the end of the rainbow. Just focus on copywriting. Don't add anything else. Don't listen to what anyone else says. Focus on your copywriting. The energy you are using to do something else, to do another business, put it into copywriting. You may not realize this at first, that you're actually wasting time doing other things. But I've told you, just focus on copywriting every single day.
Thank you so much for coming on the Boot Podcast, Olamide. But on a final note, I want you to talk about Andy's course, the copywriting course that you took, and how it has impacted your life.
Andy Mukulo's course is the bomb. It's amazing. It contains everything from client acquisition to writing a long sales copy, you know, writing a great hook, great lead, great headlines. Just everything is just so good. So good. I recommend that this course anytime. I think it's available on Expatnia for 25,000.
Once again, thank you so much for coming on the Boot Podcast, Olamide. Thank you. I'm sure that my listener has learned a lot from you. I have also learned a lot from all the things that you have said so far. So, to the person listening to me, if you are interested in becoming a copywriter just like Olamide and you need any materials on copywriting, feel free to send me an email or a DM on Twitter at @IAM_Oluwatosin, or an email at tosinboy95@gmail.com. You can also reach out to Olamide on Twitter as well. Thank you so much for listening. Till the next time.